Very good morning to Dave O'Neill, who's going to be a local here in Mildura, well, sort of, on Friday night.
Yes, I'm coming up there to do Cafe 1909, and we're going to be out on the decking on the river at the comedy night with me and two other comedians, Brad Oakes and Billy Stiles. So I think it's like $20 to get in, $30 to get out. So once you're in...
once you're in, you're stuck. Spend all your money at the bar, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I was going to point out that you've got Billy Stoll and Brad Oakes with you, but are you the headline? Is that the question?
I'm the headliner. Well, people would know me from TV, like Spicks and Specs.
Spicks and Specs.
62 times, whatever. Who's counting? And, you know, like the Comedy Festival Gala. I've been on that about six times. And, huge of a problem. You know, hey, it's Saturday, Good News Week. I was in the movie The Nugget.
yeah, with Eric Banner.
Yes.
How was he to work with?
He's great. I saw him the other night, actually, and he's chosen Hollywood, and I chose Hollywood on the Gold Coast. So that's what we say.
That's funny. I thought you were in Melbourne.
No, I'm in Melbourne. I'm joking. I didn't really move to the Gold Coast to work at Hollywood on the Gold Coast. But no, Eric's done very well, actually. No, he was good fun to work with. And The Nugget, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's on Stan on Netflix.
Is that true?
It's about three council workers who find a gold nugget. And we filmed in Mudgee, which is in New South Wales. And when we had the opening premiere, me and Stephen Curry, the other star of the movie, were flanking Eric Banner on the back of a ute as we drove down the main street. And the local DJ, like yourself, was commentating, and he said, "Here comes Eric Banner flanked by his two security guards."
Oh. Yeah, didn't do his research. There's a surprise.
I know. The bloke that drove us around said, "This movie is going to absolutely kill it in Mudgee." I don't know how it'll do in Dubbo.
Got family in Dubbo. Hey, look, I've got that on DVD, incidentally, too, The Nugget. Spicks and Specs, you did mention Spicks and Specs. did you guys get as loose on that, guys and girls? Did you get as loose on that away from the cameras, what you seem to be when you're on the camera, like in camera view?
You know who the worst were? The old rockers, like Brian Mannix from Uncanny X-Men.
The Rider.
Yes. And so they'd be in the green room, and he was often, you know, under the influence. And in fact, one night he said to me, and he'd been on the show about five times, he looked at Adam Hills, the host, and said, "He's really busy, this bloke, isn't he? Because he does this show and he does the Groon show." I said, "No, that's Will Anderson." He goes, "Yeah, that's Will Anderson." I said, "No, it's not. That's Adam Hills." He's like, "Who's Adam Hills?" And he'd been on the show five times.
How did Uncanny X-Men get where they got with him front? No, absolutely, absolute charm, Brian Mannix.
He's charming. He's a character, but he looks exactly the same, like he's been embalmed.
So. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's true. Hey, look, speaking of Spicks and Specs, though, is it ever going to come back? What do you think?
It's coming back. Apparently it's going to come back. Yeah, I've heard. Hey, don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay. We'll just keep that between the two of us then. Beautiful. Hey, look,
it's coming back. Yeah,
excellent. That'd be great. Look, I was doing a little bit of research on you. No, I used to watch Spicks and Specs back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Really? Captain Coco?
That was the band I was in. I was also, have anyone ever heard of a band called Noiseworks? You heard of Noiseworks?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, I wasn't in them. Boom Crash Opera, we supported Boom Crash Opera. We formed that band in Scouts. You got to remember, we were teenagers, but you know, we put out a record and we went on tour and we went on a show on ABC called The Factory, which people may remember. It was Saturday morning, hosted by Andrew Datto and Alex Papps. Now,
back in the young years,
why isn't that show still on? It sounds awesome. And and before Andrew Datto interviewed me, he said, this was the late 80s. He turned to me before the cameras were on. He said, "Hey, mate. Remember, I do the funny stuff around here."
Oh, so that's why you got out. That's why you got out of the band, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we're still waiting, Andrew. We're waiting for the funny.
Now,
stuff
I really think that you should use as an intro start of all of your comedy nights is that, look, I'm an ex-bass player, so please just forgive me.
Yeah, feel sorry for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Also, you could have been a school teacher, though. Is that true, or is that just something that someone's edited Wikipedia and just put a dodgy in?
Absolutely. I went straight from teachers' high school to teachers' college, and so I was on teaching rounds at the age of 17, and I finished the course by the age of 20. But, you know, I'm sure there's teachers listening. It's a really hard job. So I was immature, and I just went, I'm never doing that. I'm going to become a sound comedian. I reckon that'll be easier. And I reckon it is.
And is that, in fact, how you got into it, though? Just decided, no, I'm going, this is not like work, so I'm going to do this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I said I didn't want to work 9 to 5, and so I got into stand-up comedy, and then I got a job on breakfast radio like you, and I ended up working 5 to 9. So that was great.
Yeah, a bit of a change there, Just a couple of questions before we let you go. Favourite comedian and not yourself?
Oh, you know, I love Kitty Flanagan, who I work with. I was in Fisk, and that's coming back too on the ABC, the sitcom where she plays. I played a lawyer in that, which is finally my parents were happy I was a lawyer. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Well, yeah, you've stolen my thunder because Kitty's my favourite behind you, of course, Dave.
Oh, yeah, she's great. I've got a number if you want to ring her.
moving straight on, we'll just talk off air. Favourite gig, there you go. What's your best crowd ever been?
Oh, I reckon the best crowd is when I do other parents. So if you go to like a, you know, sometimes have fundraising nights at schools and you go and they're all primary school parents or high school parents. If they're in the same world as you, I reckon that's the best thing. So you can just complain about your annoying children and they all relate.
So. Be relatable. There you go. There is your one piece of advice if you want to be a stand-up comedy, a comedian.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you're young, you relate to the young people. You know, I mean, when I was young, I used to relate to the young people. Now I'm older, I relate to the middle-aged people.
You're saying you don't relate to the young people anymore?
Oh, well, you know, I think they just see me as, you know, I mean, I did a group of year 12s the other day, and it's like, oh, my God. I've got a son at uni now, and he goes, oh, Dad, don't embarrass yourself. Like,
oh, so you'd be referred to as that old comedian Dave Hughes. Oh, hang on, no, is that, hang on, what? Which Dave is that?
Oh, Dave Hughes, I'm just going to get him for you. He's right here.
I love it, yeah, because you've worked with him a bit too. Look, it's great to catch up with you again. Cafe 1909 at the Mildura Rowers, and Friday night's going to be a huge one by the sound of it.
It's going to be great. You can go and have a meal. It's perfect for middle-aged people. We'll start around 8. We'll finish by 10. You'll be home in bed by 10:30. What's better than that? If you're young, you can kick on.
Yeah, so true. So true. I'm just double-checking with the post too, and you are correct with those times too.
Everyone gets a seat. Everyone gets a seat. No,
love it.
Not standing. Everyone gets a seat.